У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Listening exercise one.
Well, holiday time is coming up, and we want to know what's your idea of a great holiday, and if you have plans for your next one. So, call us on 0802 66 8942. That's 0802 66 8942. And we've got our first caller on the line. It's Sandra from Edinburgh in Scotland. So, Sandra, what's your idea of a great holiday?
Well, last year I went on a hiking holiday with my husband and daughter. It was awful. It rained every day and my daughter complained all the time that her backpack was too heavy. I love hiking and being in the countryside far away from towns and cities and other holiday makers. It's my idea of a great holiday, but I wouldn't go on a hiking holiday like that again as a family.
Right. So have you got any plans for this year?
Yes. We're going to Rome. My husband's a history teacher, so I imagine we'll be doing a lot of sightseeing. We probably won't go with a guide because my husband can tell us about the different places. Anyway, I prefer to see places like that at my own speed, without a guide hurrying me everywhere.
Thanks, Sandra. And our next caller is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Well, unlike Sandra, I had a fabulous holiday last year. Me and my girlfriend went to a great beach resort in Spain, and we had fantastic weather. We spent most days at the beach, swimming and getting a tan. There were lots of places to eat out and some really good clubs, so we had fun every night. We got a great deal and stayed in a self-catering apartment, so it was quite cheap too.
So, what about this year? What are you thinking of doing?
Oh, we've already booked to go back to the same place. We met some great people last year, and we've arranged to go at the same time so we can meet up again. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I hope you have a great time. And now our next call is from Wendy. Wendy.
When I go on holiday, I don't want to stay in a self-catering apartment or go on a package holiday. I want the best. Last year, I stayed in a really good hotel with all meals included. There were a few different restaurants in the hotel. The food was excellent, and all the meals were included in the cost. There was 24-hour room service, too. I never ate out at all. The hotel was at the beach, but it was a private beach, only for people staying at the hotel, and it had a wonderful swimming pool, too. I read a lot and really relaxed. That's my idea of a great holiday. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'm buying a house, so I haven't got much money. I guess I'll stay at home.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Well, holiday time is coming up, and we want to know what's your idea of a great holiday, and if you have plans for your next one. So, call us on 0802 66 8942. That's 0802 66 8942. And we've got our first caller on the line. It's Sandra from Edinburgh in Scotland. So, Sandra, what's your idea of a great holiday?
Well, last year I went on a hiking holiday with my husband and daughter. It was awful. It rained every day and my daughter complained all the time that her backpack was too heavy. I love hiking and being in the countryside far away from towns and cities and other holiday makers. It's my idea of a great holiday, but I wouldn't go on a hiking holiday like that again as a family.
Right. So have you got any plans for this year?
Yes. We're going to Rome. My husband's a history teacher, so I imagine we'll be doing a lot of sightseeing. We probably won't go with a guide because my husband can tell us about the different places. Anyway, I prefer to see places like that at my own speed, without a guide hurrying me everywhere.
Thanks, Sandra. And our next caller is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Well, unlike Sandra, I had a fabulous holiday last year. Me and my girlfriend went to a great beach resort in Spain, and we had fantastic weather. We spent most days at the beach, swimming and getting a tan. There were lots of places to eat out and some really good clubs, so we had fun every night. We got a great deal and stayed in a self-catering apartment, so it was quite cheap too.
So, what about this year? What are you thinking of doing?
Oh, we've already booked to go back to the same place. We met some great people last year, and we've arranged to go at the same time so we can meet up again. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I hope you have a great time. And now our next call is from Wendy. Wendy.
When I go on holiday, I don't want to stay in a self-catering apartment or go on a package holiday. I want the best. Last year, I stayed in a really good hotel with all meals included. There were a few different restaurants in the hotel. The food was excellent, and all the meals were included in the cost. There was 24-hour room service, too. I never ate out at all. The hotel was at the beach, but it was a private beach, only for people staying at the hotel, and it had a wonderful swimming pool, too. I read a lot and really relaxed. That's my idea of a great holiday. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'm buying a house, so I haven't got much money. I guess I'll stay at home.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Listening exercise 2.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Reed. It's James Carter from the Daily Planet here. I'm sorry to bother you at home, but we need to confirm something we've just learnt about your factory.
And what might that be?
That it's causing pollution in the local river. Local people have found a lot of dead fish a mile or so down the river from your factory.
That can't have anything to do with us. We've been careful to follow the law. The government organisations are perfectly happy with our system.
That may be the case, Mr. Reed, but it doesn't mean that the way you work has not changed since the factory was last checked.
Excuse me, young man. Be very careful what you accuse me of. Where did you get this information?
Someone in your company sent us a file with the details. I can't say who it was.
Well, I'd like to know who it was. It could be someone who wants to damage me and the company, and they're doing this to get back at me.
I really can't say who it is. You should know that journalists like to keep their sources secret. But the information in the file doesn't look good for your company, Mr. Reed.
Well, I can tell you there's no truth in it.
Then will you let me into the company so I can see for myself?
Absolutely not. We've done nothing wrong, so why should I allow you in the factory?
Interesting. Well, I can tell you that we already have someone in the factory. They've been working there for a few months now.
You mean that one of my employees is really your employee?
Something like that.
That's illegal.
Well, actually, it's only illegal if they show us something which is secret. In fact, all the information we have has been collected from information that's available to the public.
I'm not going to continue this conversation until I've spoken to my lawyer. Goodbye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Reed. It's James Carter from the Daily Planet here. I'm sorry to bother you at home, but we need to confirm something we've just learnt about your factory.
And what might that be?
That it's causing pollution in the local river. Local people have found a lot of dead fish a mile or so down the river from your factory.
That can't have anything to do with us. We've been careful to follow the law. The government organisations are perfectly happy with our system.
That may be the case, Mr. Reed, but it doesn't mean that the way you work has not changed since the factory was last checked.
Excuse me, young man. Be very careful what you accuse me of. Where did you get this information?
Someone in your company sent us a file with the details. I can't say who it was.
Well, I'd like to know who it was. It could be someone who wants to damage me and the company, and they're doing this to get back at me.
I really can't say who it is. You should know that journalists like to keep their sources secret. But the information in the file doesn't look good for your company, Mr. Reed.
Well, I can tell you there's no truth in it.
Then will you let me into the company so I can see for myself?
Absolutely not. We've done nothing wrong, so why should I allow you in the factory?
Interesting. Well, I can tell you that we already have someone in the factory. They've been working there for a few months now.
You mean that one of my employees is really your employee?
Something like that.
That's illegal.
Well, actually, it's only illegal if they show us something which is secret. In fact, all the information we have has been collected from information that's available to the public.
I'm not going to continue this conversation until I've spoken to my lawyer. Goodbye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.